We are joined by the new executive director, United Way of Knox County, Lon Dunn. Lon, good morning. Thanks for joining us this morning. Appreciate you coming in.
Good morning. Thanks so much for having me.
Well, Lon, let's talk a little bit in case people missed when you first got hired. And I know we talked to you. We had a news story about your background and where you'd come from. I know you're from Pennsylvania. Talk a little bit about your background before coming to Galesburg.
Certainly. Prior to coming to Galesburg, I was the executive director of the Lower Anthracite Region United Way, which is in central Pennsylvania and covers Northumberland County, which is kind of coal region and very mountainous.
Oh, so a little bit different here. It's actually interesting because it kind of used to be a coal region, but it was strip mining that went on for quite a while, and you could still see some remnants around some of the areas of Knox County, but a little bit different than what they were doing in Pennsylvania, that's for sure.
Definitely, yeah. We had shaft mines there, which were kind of scary. You could actually go into some of the old ones as a tour, and it was the most frightening experience of my entire life.
So. Yeah, I was going to say, I don't think I could do it. That would be a little bit too scary for me. So were you a native of that area?
Actually, no. I was born in Pittsburgh and raised in Turkey City, Pennsylvania. So it's as small as it sounds, about 20 houses and a post office.
Turkey City. Now, was there a reason for that? Were there a lot of turkeys raised around that area, or wild turkeys, or?
Actually, yeah, the turkeys far outnumbered the people there, and it was not uncommon to come upon flocks of them in the middle of the dirt roads as you were.
Really?
Yes.
Wow. So Thanksgiving wasn't a good time for a lot of that population, is what you're saying.
Actually, we got to keep our post office in Turkey City far longer than some of the other outlying areas because people would send cards to be hand canceled through Turkey City so that. Yeah, to celebrate Thanksgiving.
I guess that makes sense, like Santa Claus, Indiana, or whatever.
Exactly. Yeah,
so what was it that drew you to this job and coming to Knox County?
Well, Knox County has a lot of good things going for it. People are all seem to be kind of rowing in the same direction to try to find solutions to the issues that we do have. And, it's a great town for collaboration, great area for collaboration.
Let's talk a little bit about the United Way itself, because I know a lot of people have heard of it, and we're just talking about, the promos and PSAs about them. Mm-hmm. The mission statement: to strengthen Knox County communities by fostering volunteer action, building resources, and caring for individuals. Kind of go into a little bit about what that means for Galesburg and Knox County.
Sure. It's the job of the United Way of Knox County to be a convener. So we look at the data that some organizations are collecting. For example, Galesburg on Track, the Heart and Soul, the Clinton Health Matters Initiative, they're all gathering some really great data. But it's the job of the United Way then to match up the needs that we find in that information with the resources that we have in the community already. We already have, we have our 18 agencies that we work and provide programming through. We also are certainly happy to work with other volunteer organizations in the county and try to match the needs with the abilities. So it's a really interesting job because we focus on actually four issues. We focus on education, financial stability, health, and basic needs, because we believe that if we can kind of make sure those things are covered in our community, it raises all ships.
You talk about the United Way agencies. I know people. That's another thing people hear a lot. And those groups. How do they actually become United Way agencies?
Certainly, we have an application process where 501c3 charities can apply to become partner agencies with our United Way. Actually, that application process is the paper application has just completed, and we have. Panels from the community. They're not necessarily United Way board members. They are people who are just interested in our community who will be going around in the next few weeks to meet with all of the agencies that have applied to either join or continue their affiliation with our United Way. And they're going to take a look at their programming and make sure that we're bringing the best possible services to our residents here.
Absolutely. And we're talking with Lon Dunn. She's the executive director of the Knox, the United Way of Knox County. And, you know, just some of those agencies, and you can see them actually on the United Way's website. If you just Google United Way of Knox County, it'll give you the choice of Illinois or somewhere else as well. But just for an example, American Red Cross, Big Brothers Big Sisters, CASA of Knox County, the Fish Food Pantry, the Girl Scouts, the Safe Harbor Family Crisis Center, the Knox County YMCA. I mean, just those are just some of the agencies involved with that are United Way agencies, and so just a really a lot of great groups to work with. So, and part of what the United Way does with these agencies is it funding them and their programs?
Well, some of them are. They bring program ideas to us, you know, but however, one of the new approaches that we're taking too is as we see unmet needs in the community, we will be starting to design programs and then ask agencies to take those on so that we can kind of, do a more of a reverse ask where we can, see, you know, what the unmet needs are within the community and find a way to solve those issues.
Let's talk a little bit about some initiatives in particular that you're working on right now.
Certainly. Recently we've been kind of cheering ourselves on because we shipped our 20,000th book for the Dolly Parton Imagination Library, which provides books to children from birth to age 5. Now, that's an in-house program that we sponsor. However, it does align with the work that some of our other agencies are doing in making sure that our kids are ready for school. So, for example, our partnership with the YMCA is to help provide quality child care for our working families here in Knox County. And then we also partner with them for the before and after school program because, one of the programs that I'm or one of the issues that I'm most passionate about is education. And I think the entire county has a forward look on the issue of education. So, we're also working on measuring where we stand as a county for grade level reading and working on joining the National Campaign for Grade Level Reading.
Interesting. Some really good things going on with the United Way Knox United Way of Knox County. I keep wanting to say Knox County United Way. I guess it's the same thing, right? It's still worse. People get the gist of it. Talking with Lon Dunn, she is the new executive director of the United Way of Knox County. So I mean, you've more than gotten your feet wet at this point, starting late in the summer, July, August. So you've had some time. What are your impressions so far of what you've seen and volunteering and things like that here in Knox County?
Well, Knox County has a tremendous heart, and people are anxious to volunteer and help where they can. Actually, to give a little plug to that, we will be hosting our first Family Volunteer Day on November 18th, which is going to be a scavenger hunt for families to come and join us. We'll start in the front of the Kensington Ballroom, have a small registration area where families can make a donation of either socks, underwear, or hygiene items. New and used, of course, so that we can provide a resource to our to students in the area. Because one of the hidden signs of poverty is students going without these basic needs. And these are things that can't be purchased with a link card or can't be purchased with any other sort of assistance. So we plan to build what we're going to call the We Care Closet. And it'll, like I said, be a resource so that if a teacher sees a child in need or a counselor, they'll be able to call the United Way of Knox County and we'll be able to, to fill that need through a supply that we hope to build.
Mm-hmm. I want to talk about the campaign some. I want to talk about volunteerism because obviously a good chunk of, if not all, the agencies have a lot of volunteers and help. How about the United Way itself? Can you always use volunteers for different things, or is that more do you turn them toward one agency or another?
Actually, no, we can certainly use volunteers with the United Way. One of our newer programs coming up here after the holidays will be the My Free Taxes program. And unlike VITA, where you actually have volunteers preparing tax returns, My Free Taxes will be an online resource. But we're going to be looking for some volunteers to help us to promote that and just help people with the basics of how to log in, how to get their returns started. Because I think that quite a number of our families will qualify for the My Free Taxes program. So that could be a tremendous resource for our area.
Lon Dunn is the executive director of the United Way of Knox County, joining us this morning here on Galesburg's Morning News. Well, let's talk about the annual campaign. It was kind of a strange year last year because your position, you had not been hired yet, was kind of in flux, so things happened a little bit differently. But your new campaign has started. Let's talk a little bit about that and the goal and some of the things you're trying to do.
Certainly. Our goal this year is to raise $350,000 to continue to support our existing 18 agencies. We have about 21 programs, actually, that we are trying to keep afloat, which I think we're doing very well. We have also had something new as far as we've had a couple new agencies approach us about partnering, and they have some programs that I think would be very invaluable to the community. So I certainly want to be able to meet and exceed that goal, and I think we're on track to do that.
Absolutely. You know, and you'll find, and you may be seeing this already, that it's a very giving community. I mean, there's so many, you can find a fundraiser of some sort or other, whether it's for an individual with medical bills or for a group or organization, whether it's an athletic team, whatever. You can find something and sometimes multiple things almost every single weekend, and every one of them seems to be successful somehow, even though, you know, it's not, the economy is not the greatest at this point, but people in this area seem to be really, really giving.
They are. It is a very generous community, and it's a very it's a community-minded area. You know, people want to see their neighbors succeed. It's not it's not a race to the finish. It's more of a everybody rowing their boat in the same direction.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah. That the rowing, yeah, just with one arm, you're not going to row very far. Circles
exactly.
does not help, right? Lon Dunn is the executive director of the United Way of Knox County. Lon, anything else that you'd like people to know about the United Way or volunteering or anything before we wrap up?
Certainly. We have Giving Tuesday, which will come up on the Tuesday after Thanksgiving, so November 28th. You will be hopefully hearing lots of din. We plan to feature our agencies on our social media and our conventional website throughout the day. Hopefully we can have some of them come in and talk to the folks through the airwaves here and kind of promote what we're doing and where our vision is for the community.
Absolutely. Very good. All right. Well, Lon, I want to thank you for taking the time with us this morning. Again, I know we've talked before off the air, but again, welcome to Galesburg and Knox County, and we appreciate the job you're doing.
Oh, well, thank you so much. I appreciate your time.